Blog Talk Radio.
Amen and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and the Prayer Room Ministry. And I'm so excited today to be back on our radio broadcast for our Sunday worship service. I give God praise and glory on today. I just magnify his holy name on today. God is an awesome God. I give God reverence who is my life and to everyone in their respective places. I just thank and praise God. I thank and praise God. I almost didn't have the show today, the broadcast today, but I thank and praise God that he enabled me to get it done. So I give him praise and I give him glory today. I bring you greetings in the awesome and powerful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I am very delighted to be here. I know some people may not get on today because it's Valentine's Day, but every day should be Valentine's Day. And every day is God's day. So I thank and praise God on today for all that he has done. So I give God praise. I give him glory today. We're going to get ready to go into our Sunday worship. And I'm excited on today. I just thank God for an opportunity today to praise and worship him. Somebody can't do it like we can. Somebody behind prison walls trying to do it, but we out free and clear and won't do it. But I praise God on today for all of his goodness, for his great worship, for his love that he have for us. I give God praise. We're going to get ready to call our worship service to order. We're going to have a short devotion. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. Amen. After the doxology. Amen. Amen. God bless. Anyway, we're going to have our scripture reading now will be coming from Psalms 4. Hear me when I call, O God, of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing? But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call upon him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Offer the sacrifice offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that thy corn and thy wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only maketh me dwell in safety. I have just read you from Psalms 4 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that sings. Oh,
are you sure you're on mute? Somebody got music playing.
I don't have nothing. background.
It's okay. I'm a block. It's okay.
It might be her.
Because I think when you click over, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come on today, Father, in the name of Jesus, just confessing and repenting and asking your forgiveness and cleansing, Lord, through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I come today, God, giving you praise and glory today. I come just magnifying your name today, Lord. And we come just giving you praise for our worship service on today. I first of all come, Lord, asking you to bind the strong men in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm asking you today, Lord, to bind the strong men. I bind the strong men and every demonic force that come against our radio broadcast, that come against our lives, that come against our family. We bind it today. We cast it out. We command it to go in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you today, God. I give you praise and I give you glory. I give you praise, Lord, and I give you glory. Glory, Lord, and I magnify your name on today, Lord. And I'm asking you right now, God, to open up our understanding of your word on today, Father. In the name of Jesus, open up your understanding, up our understanding, God, of your word on today. Open up our hearts on today. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise and I give you glory. Hallelujah. Lord, we come for our worship service today, God. We just want to worship you, Lord. We want to give you praise, God. And we just thank you for an opportunity to lift up the name of Jesus. And now, Lord, I ask you to let me, Deborah, decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and teach us and minister to us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we'll be careful to give you all the praise and give you all the glory and all of the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 And praise the Lord. We just thank God today for another opportunity to be back on the radio broadcast. The devil been really busy since I've been on this radio broadcast. So don't take it personal what I'm saying, because he been busy before anybody got on. And then when the time came for me to get on, the devil started doing stuff. Wouldn't let the speaker come on and other little things. So I bind the enemy up right now. I don't care if it's nobody on here. I'm going to preach like it was 100 people on here, and we're going to have music. So I thank and praise God on today for this opportunity on today. I just thank and praise God. I thank God to be back in his service. This is part of our testimony service right here. I give God praise on today. I just thank him on today. I thank God today. And I know what he's doing, but he a lie in the name of Jesus. He a lie. I ain't scared of you. You a lie. You don't have no power. The battle's already fought and the victory's already won. So you need to go die in the name of Jesus. Jesus' name. Go die somewhere. God is a good God. I just thank him for waking me up this morning. I thank God that he woke me up this morning. There's so many people leaving here. Pastor Frederick Price died 2 days ago. I've been to his church, to his facility and everything in California years ago. But, you know, he said he was ready to go. And God just let him come on home. But it's so many other people dying. And people don't understand. They don't understand. But I understand. I understand because when it's your time, it's your time. But you got to thank God for the time that you're here, for the time that he allowed you to be here. I give God praise today. I give him glory just for watching over me and Apostle Dean as we slumber and slept last night. You know, we don't even know we in the world, but God does. And he watch over each and one of us every day, every night. And I just thank him. I just give God praise. I thank God. I give him glory. I magnify his holy name. God is such a good God. You know, and then, you know, you have this hurting and that hurting and this hurting. But when you can walk around and do your work and cook and eat and do things, it may not seem like a lot, but it's a lot to me. I appreciate God that I don't have to be in a nursing home or I don't have to be in a senior care and all have somebody come here to take care of me. I thank God. I thank God for that. I don't take that for granted. It's so many people in the nursing homes and so many people that have to have people to come in to get them up off the bed and to do different things. I thank God for that. I thank God today that that's not me. I thank God today, and I give him glory, and I give him praise on today. He's so special to me. He's such a good God. He's such a good God. I love him so much because he does so many things for me, and I don't take not one of them for granted. Not one thing do I take for granted. So I just give God praise for all that he do. I just thank God, and I know today is Valentine's Day, and I don't have a Valentine's message. I don't have one. Not a Valentine's message. I have the message God gave me. That's all I have. I don't know what else, but and it's all right because as long as I say what God tell me to say, I'm good with that. I'm good with it. God is such an amazing God. He is such an amazing God. So I give him praise and glory on today. Does anyone else have a testimony on today? Amen. I give God praise and glory today. We're going to just hop from our testimony, and we're going to go on into the word of God that he gave me today. I'm trying to hook us up with a song really quick and let the Lord minister to us on today. Thank him today. He's been just so good to me. I have to give him glory. I have to. He's so good. God is so good. And a lot of times it's not when we think or it's not what we think. But God is just good all the time. I thank him today. Let me see here. Yes, God, I give you glory. Hallelujah. I'm going to thank you.
touch me. I am his own. You know my name.
I just thank you now for giving me an opportunity to minister your word, God. I ask you to bless us, Lord. Bless our minds and every thought, God. Bless our heart and every intent, God. Let me decrease that the Holy Ghost may increase and teach and minister to us on today. Amen. Amen. I'm attempting to talk about what God gave me to talk about, scripture reading. It's Psalm 73. The first three verses, or maybe four.
the first 3 to 4 verses of Psalm 73. He says, truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my foot were almost gone. My step had well nigh slipped. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore, pride compasses them about as a chain. Violence covers them as a garment. I'm going to stop right there because it's really just the first 2 or 3 verses. Amen. Amen. And what God gave me, he just gave me this. Almost is the subject today. No, I don't have one of those Valentine's things, but I get to give you what God gave me. And I'm like, what am I going to do with this word almost? Hallelujah. But this Psalms right here was written by Asaph. And Asaph was a singer and a musician of David. And then sometime Asaph, and then even after David passed on, he was with Solomon. Still there in 1 Chronicles and in 2 Chronicles, he was still there. And he was a prophet in his musical composition, Asaph was. He was a mighty man of God. He was mighty. But the word of God says, truly God is good to Israel, to such as are pure in heart. But as for me, my foot had almost stumbled. My step had nearly slipped, for I was envious of the boastful when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. So, you know, sometimes we can't look, we can't take our eyes off the pride. Because when we do look at what other people have, and they out here slinging crack, doing this, you know what I'm saying? And not doing the right thing. Not doing right thing. They cheating here. Some of them stealing people's taxes information, getting taxes and cheating on them. And then they turn around. I seen the other day on the news where these a couple had got so much unemployment, and they living good for the minute. They living good for right now, and all we see is what they have, the fine clothes and the diamonds and the cars and all this kind of stuff, the nice, lavish houses and stuff. I'm not going to say God don't want you to have money. I'm not going to say God don't want you to live good, because he does. He does. He wants us to live good. He wants us to prosper every day. Because we are children of the king. We supposed to be living good. So we can testify to somebody else. But you cannot look at what the wicked got. You can't look at the ones that's doing wrong, what they got while they doing wrong. You can't look at it. Because if you do, you're going to end up saying, well, how you get that? How you do that? How you, girl, I went and did this, and I done that, and I got it like this. I can help you get it. I can show you what to do. All you have to do is say this, this, and thus, and so, and they'll give it to you. Or you can get it like this. You can't do that, because it'll pull you right on in with the wicked. it'll pull you right on in with doing wrong with them, just like they are. Almost slip. Now, almost means nearly, close, short, little. Not quite, but almost. You know, soon to be, but almost. Hardly, but almost. Almost. His foot almost slipped into the wicked part of it. His foot almost left him. His foot, he almost did it. You know, when you come so close, you come so close of doing the wrong thing, trying to do what somebody else did. So close of your foot slipping, that slip right there can take you where you don't want to be. Almost. Almost slip. When I tell you, so many times I have almost slipped. Almost. Oh, we going out when I was younger. We going to do this. We going to do that. Almost slipped. Almost slipped. You can't do and live like the wicked. Do anything you want to do and think God going to let you march up in there like you are. Of course, we can repent. But the wicked, they going to keep doing wicked stuff. That's what they do, wickedness. And they sit around and they think of how to do this stuff all day long. I hear about it. That's why I don't like to listen to the news here in Michigan and Detroit, because it'd be so much stuff. And if you listen to it, you'll be afraid to go to the store, because all the stuff that's happening be 5 miles over, 10 miles down this way, just so close, even in Southfield. But it's the wicked. So Asaph said, truly God is good to Israel. That's how he began the psalm, with a simple declaration of the goodness of God and to his people. And by this, he mean that he understood not only that God was good, but that he always showed that he was good. He always let us know of his goodness to Israel and to the pure in heart. You know, he said the pure in heart will see God. The pure in heart. Your heart got to be right with God, because I'm going to tell you something. That's how he look at us. He don't just be looking at our mind and all that kind of stuff. He be looking at this heart, because the heart flows the issues of life. And so that's what he judged us by. He's looking in this heart. You know, we got to know that when we thinking about doing something, God already know it. I ought to do this, and I ought to do that. And if you just do the right thing, God's going to bless you even the more. He's going to bless you. Do the right thing. I dare you to do it. Don't look at what I used to do that. I used to look at how I said, nah, in the world, ain't nobody working over there. And I know I see all these cars pulling up, and they got all kind of Mercedes and Jaguars and all this and that. And here I am working two jobs and can't even get a focus, a Ford Focus. How is this? But it's a little trick to it, because God don't want us getting stuff the wrong way. God don't want us doing that. He don't want us doing it, because let me tell you something. When he get ready to judge them, when they got to stand before that great white throne, let me tell you something. They're going to leave all this stuff right behind. Going to leave it all right here to rot, and somebody else going to get it. They're going to be fighting over it and all kind of stuff.
But if you live your life that God can use you, if you don't have nothing but a coal shed, sweep the dirt floor, whatever you have to do in the name of Jesus, and in what they say, from the alley to the pit, means from the pit to the palace, from the pit to the palace. Because sometimes God will let you get to your lowest, and when you know anything, honey, God been to raise you up so quick. He been to brought you up. He been to got you out of that miry and harbor pit and put your feet on a rock, establish you. God can do that. He can do that. But we got to know it. We can't look at what the next man got and what he doing. You can't look at that. But God said, if you'll just trust in him, have faith in the Lord, God will show you something. When I tell you, if you have put all of your trust in God, every bit of it in God, and I tell you, it may not seem like he's moving, but he's moving. He may not come when you want him, but he's never late. He's always on time. And I'm telling you now, almost don't count. I'm just going to tell you, almost don't count. If it didn't slip, if you didn't do it, you still on God's side. You ain't with the wicked. But you know how the wicked can get. They have a pride and a boastful thing about them. And they want to have a big head, and they want to strut all in front of you and look at you while they're getting in their car and when they got the big diamond rings on and all this kind of stuff. But I'm telling you today that ain't it. If you're not rich in Jesus, if you're not rich in the Lord, ain't no sense of you getting rich. If God didn't give you the richness and he can give it to you any kind of way he wants to, he can give it to you. He can let you go digging in the trash and find a bag of money. I found one. I know God can make you rich. Or somebody can come tap your car with their car and have all kind of insurance, all kind of stuff. But let me tell you, he ain't even got to do that, because he can fill your bank account up whenever he get ready. We just got to have faith in God that he'll do it, and not look at the man, the woman, the wicked. We can't look at them. We got to keep our eyes focused on the prize. And I'm telling you today, that God will do it. He was good to Israel. He was good. And he's still good. He's still good to us today, because he don't have to wake us up. He don't have to love us. He don't have to clothe us. He don't have to do the things that he do. But he gave us the richness that we need. God gave it to us. He gave us his only begotten son. He gave us Jesus. He gave us Jesus so our foot wouldn't slip, that it wouldn't slip. He gave us Jesus. That was enough. Jesus is enough. Jesus. He gave us Jesus. Jesus died for us. For every sin that we've committed, he died for. For sin. For sin. And he was sinless. And I thank God today that Jesus hung out on that cross for me and bled and died for us. For every one of our hangups, Jesus died. Almost don't count. See, almost don't count. Because Jesus can reach way down in that horrible pit and pull us up out of that horrible pit, put our feet on the rock, establish our going. And I'm telling you, put the word down in us. And when I tell you, when he gets through with you, I've seen him, like I told you before, pulling people off the corner, cleaning them up, putting his word down in them. Jesus, that's what he did. He died on the cross for us. And I thank God on today that almost don't count them, because I almost slipped one day, but that don't count them. I repented for every sin that I did. I stopped looking at what somebody else had in the name of Jesus, and I stop showing people of what I got, because I ain't trying to get nobody envious and jealous of me. That ain't what God put us here for. I thank God today that he taught me that in the name of Jesus. Stop making people, trying to make people feel bad what you got, because God did it and not you. But I thank God that he sent Jesus and he died on that old rugged cross for my sins. And I thank God that when he died, they put him in a borrowed tomb. And when I tell you, on the third day morning, the Father pulled him up out of the grave with all power. All power in his hand, power to live right, in the name of Jesus. I thank God today that almost don't count them. God sent his son, and he died for almost him. He died for every one of our sins, because almost don't count them. And I thank God on today that almost don't count them. I give God praise today, and I give him glory today. I give him praise on today, and I give him glory today. My Father died for us. He died for our sins. I thank God on today, and I give him glory today, and that I coulda, woulda, shoulda. I'm telling you, I coulda slipped. I coulda gave up. I coulda did so many things, but almost just don't count. In the name of Jesus, and I give God praise today, and I give him glory on today. I give God praise. I didn't never look at it like this. That's why God just give me little things, because he want to finish it out in the name of Jesus. And I thank him that almost don't count. You almost did it, but you didn't. You almost said it, but you didn't. You almost got it, but you didn't. And I just thank God that almost don't count. You almost went to hell, but you didn't. In the name of Jesus, I give God glory today. Almost don't count them, because Jesus died. Jesus died on the cross. In the name of Jesus, I just thank him today. I give God glory today. I give him praise on today. Oh, yes, I thank God on today. God is a good God. God is a good God. God is a good God. And I love him today. I just thank God on today. I thank God on today. I thank him that almost don't count. I thank God. I love him today. We're going to get ready to go to the altar. God is good. I'm just so full because I didn't get the whole understanding, because when he give me a word, I give it to you. If he had another title, I would have said it. But he said almost. And I'm like, almost. But I just got it, because almost don't count. And I thank God that almost don't count. You almost went out on your husband. You almost stole something out the store. You almost went to the abortion clinic. You almost did this, but almost don't count. And I thank God today. I thank God. I thank him today. I give God glory today. We're going to get ready to go to the altar today. It's still room at the altar, y'all. It's still room at the altar. I'm telling you. Father, we come humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, and that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come, in the name of Jesus. Just giving you all the praise, giving you all the glory. We praise your name today. We magnify your name today. We glorify your name today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we don't have nobody else to depend on. We can only depend on you. So we're going to call on you today. We crying out for you today. We blessing your name today. We don't know who else to talk to, Lord. We don't have nobody else, Lord. But all we know is Jesus and him crucified. Jesus today. Jesus, Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Jesus, we thank you today. We give you praise, Jesus. We glorify you, Jesus. We calling on your name, Jesus. Jesus, hallelujah. Jesus died for us. Jesus, we seek in your face while you may be found. Jesus, calling on your name while you're near today. Jesus, we need you and we can't make it without you. Jesus, we need you today and we can't make it without you. We depending on you, Jesus. We depending on you, Jesus. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the courage, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your shed blood today. Thank you for covering us today. In the mighty name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now to cover everyone under the sound of my voice on today. Cover them right now, God, and help your angels all around about them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm asking you, Lord, to cover those, their families, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Cover their families in the blood, in camp angels. I don't care where they are, Lord. I'm asking you to cover, Lord. I'm asking you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Father, you know, Lord, only you know. You know who need prayer, Lord. You know who need it, God. I'm asking you right now to cover those who need prayer today. Those that's not on this radio broadcast. Those, Lord, in the hospitals, Lord. Those, Lord, in the nursing home. Lord, I'm calling on you, Jesus. I'm calling on you, Jesus. I'm calling on you, Jesus. I'm calling on your name today. I'm calling on Jesus. 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 Move by your spirit, Lord. And those behind prison walls, those in penal institutions, Lord, those that's in the wrong church, those under the wrong ministry, Lord, I'm telling you right now, I'm asking you right now to do it for them, Lord, and whatever they need, somebody got a bill today, in the name of Jesus, somebody need to be healed today, in the name of Jesus, somebody needs you, Lord. Somebody needs you, Lord. Somebody needs you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we need you, Jesus. We need you, Lord. And we can't make it without you. We need you today. And I pray for every apostle. I pray for every bishop, every prophet, every pastor, every preacher, every teacher, every evangelist, every minister that God called, that you called, that you ordained them. I'm praying for them and their families right now, in the name of Jesus. I don't know what they need, Lord, but I know you know. I'm asking you to give them what they need, God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to bless them with what they need. I pray for everyone on earth, in the name of Jesus, every man, woman, boy, and girl, in the name of Jesus, I pray for today, in the name of Jesus, you do it, Lord, you do it, Lord, you say that you was going to have the most, you wasn't going to let the rock, if not, you will let the rocks cry out, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you today to bless the ones that standing in the crossroads, bless the ones that don't know you in the pardon of their sin, bless them right now, Lord. Let them get to know you, God. In the name of Jesus, be there for them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, bless them, God. Bless those that have a rule over us. And Lord, bless the president and everybody that have rule over us. Every police and fire guard, every army person, military person, I ask you to bless on today. I ask you to bless the truck drivers, bless their families, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Every machine operator, every waitress, God, Lord, I'm asking you now, every doctor, every nurse, bless their families, Lord. Bless them today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And those that I forgot, Lord, bless them too, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Those that sleeping in the park, in the name of Jesus. Those sleeping in their cars, in cardboard boxes, Lord, they sleeping in the train and bus station, sleeping outside on the sidewalk. Lord, I ask you to cover them today in the shed blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels right now, God, all around about them to protect them, Lord. And protect them today, God. And protect them, Lord. And feed them, Lord. And those that's eating out of trash cans, Lord, and looking around for stuff, Lord, I'm asking you to supply every need, supply every need, supply every need, in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask you to bless them right now, God. Lord, bless those that despitefully misuse us, God. Bless those that say all manner of evil against us, Lord. And Lord, forgive them for what they said and done. And those that trying to pronounce curses and hexes and vexes on us, God. And I ask you to forgive them right now and bless them anyway. And in the mighty name of Jesus, then, Lord, I ask you to bind every strong man that try to come against us. Bind every strong man. Bind up the strong men. I bind them up right now. I cast them out. I command them to go. Every demon on assignment, your assignment is canceled. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I serve your eviction papers. You got to go. We are the temple of the Almighty God, and you can't stay with us. Nowhere around us. In the name of Jesus, God, I ask you to release your angels right now, God, and release your angels, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, release your angels. Let them go forth, God, to do your will, Lord, and in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm asking you today, Lord, to release the angels of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, bless right now, God. Bless right now, Lord. And Father, those that at this altar, Lord, whatever they have on them, God, let them leave it as here at the altar. Let them drop it off by here at the altar. You said a battle is not ours, it belongs to you. So every care that you have, I ask you to put it on the Lord, and that care is for you and care is for me. In the name of Jesus, bless our neighbors. Bless the nation, God. Bless right now. In the name of Jesus. Father, all these things I pray and I ask you to do in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. And amen. I just thank and praise God. I'm just so full today. I just thank God on today that almost don't count. I just thank God today. So many things that I look back over my life, and so many things are almost there, but almost just don't count. And I thank God on today that I didn't do what I shouldn't have done. And I give God praise. I give him praise on today. I give God praise today. I thank him on today. I thank God today. I just give him glory. I give him glory. I give God praise. I just give him praise on today. I'm not going to hold you too much longer because I don't know what people have to do on this day. But I thank God I live to see this day. I just thank God for being here today. And I thank God for each one of you that's on this radio broadcast on today. I thank God for the ones that's listening in the name of Jesus. So I'm not going to hold you.
I pray your strength in the Lord. I pray for each one of you all. I give God glory for you all. And I ask that you keep me in your prayers and keep Apostle Dean in your prayers on today. I'm going to get ready to close out. I love you all so much. Father, we just today, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. I thank you for each one of them. I ask you to just bless them, Lord. You know how to bless them, God. Bless them for me, God. I just thank you. Bless them for me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And thank you for this worship service, God. I thank you for this worship service, God. I thank you today. And I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord maketh his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. God bless you all. I love you. You all have the rest of the Valentine's Day. Y'all have yourself a good time. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Good day.